Peace to all of you.
路上好不好开?
Is that easy to drive today?
所以今天我们问平安, 好像也特别有感觉一点, 会不会?
So today when I ask you about peace, probably is touch you more.
我想也感谢神, 因为今天我们的题目是认识主的宝血。
Today our topic is knowing about Lord's precious blood.
我想在这一个洁白的下雪天说到主的宝血，我想可以让大家印象深一点。
Especially in this snowy day outside is all white and we talk about the precious blood, probably we can understand more.
主说你们的罪虽如朱红，必要变成雪白。
The Lord say, even though your sins is all red, but you will be washed away as white as snow.
虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
So will be red as a
crimson,
but will be a snow as white as the snow.
感谢神,
praise the Lord.
不过，当我们信息开始的时候，大家就思想这个主的宝血，不要思想外面的白雪了。
So when we start worship, we're thinking about the Lord's precious blood, but not outside the white snow.
我们再如果大家还翻到罗马书的话，我们再把刚才其中几节念一下。
If you still open to Romans chapter 3, let's read some verses.
我们就念23, 24, 25这三节。
We only read from verse 23 all the way through 25 in chapter 3.
25节上半节念到显明神的义。
And we only read up to reveal his righteousness.
我们翻到的话，无论是中文、英文，我们一起来，好不好？
Let's all read in different languages.
3:27，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。 神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。好，我们再有一点简单的祷告。Let's
bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。Dear
Lord, we praise you.
我们感谢你，因为你叫我们知道我们的地位是罪人蒙了恩典的地位。And
you let us know our condition is we are the sinner to receive this grace.
我们感谢你，借着你的话清楚明白地告诉我们，世人都犯了罪。Through
your word clearly told us we all sinned against you.
但是借着耶稣的血，叫我们白白地称义。Through
your blood we can be justified.
早晨，当我们一起来读你的话，一起来宣讲你话语的时候
，This morning we come before you to speak your word, to proclaim your word.
我们承认我们自己的不足。We
admit we are short of your glory.
我们承认，凭着我们的聪明头脑，我们没有办法明白你简单奥秘的救恩。Through
the wisdom, through our simple brain, we cannot understand how deep and how wide of your grace.
所以我们求主给我们一个谦卑、一个虚空的心。Give
us a humble and empty heart.
好让我们在你面前能够成为一个蒙恩的器皿。So
that we can be the vessel that has the grace.
无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，主，我们都是在你面前领受。No
matter the speakers or translator or the listener, we all can receive this grace.
早晨我们求圣灵把我们都带到救恩的泉源，让我们能欢然的取水。
We pray that this morning through the Holy Spirit we can come before this spring, we can receive this the water gladly.
特别求你保守 做出口的， 让传讲真理的话没有错误。
And especially you will be with the speakers so that when I speak will be accurate and no error.
我们何等需要你宝血的遮盖。
And we need your precious blood to cover us.
你就是乐意使用会犯错的器皿。
And you're glad to use us, even though we can, a lot of times we make a lot of mistakes.
我们更要把我们心中的感谢和赞美归给你。
We'll give all the glory and all the the thankful heart to you.
求你祝福我们这段时间，听我们的祷告，也保守不能在我们中间的弟兄姊妹朋友。
And bless this time we are here, and also be with those who are not able to be with us today.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，还记不记得上一个月我们在这里所思想的罗马书
？Brother and sister, do you still remember last month we talk about message from Book of Romans?
在罗马书的一开头，保罗就说到，他说：“耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。”
Especially in the very beginning, say Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus.Called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God.
所以我们说罗马书是一卷什么样的书呢？是一卷论到神福音的书。
So what kind of the book of Romans is about the gospel?
它是从神的福音开头，也是从神的福音结束。
The beginning with gospel and end with gospel.
这一卷福音就带领我们来认识福音，也带领我们来认识。经历福音的路。
And not only let us know about the gospel, and also let us experience the gospel.
所以我们交通到从开头这几句话，我们交通到福音，什么是福音？
So from the very beginning, we talk about what is the gospel.
大家记得吗？我们提到三点。第一，福音是神的信息。
Do you remember three points? First one is,the gospel is the message of God.
因为保罗说，我是蒙召特派传神的福音。
Because Paul said he is the one who was called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God.
第二，什么是福音？福音是神的儿子。
The second part we talk about, gospel is the Son of God.
因为他说到，这福音是论到神儿子，我主耶稣基督。
Because here it's talking about this gospel is regarded to the Son of God.
然后第三，我们交通到什么是福音？福音是神的大能。
And the third message we covered is about the gospel is this is the power of God.
福音是神的儿子道成了肉身，今天进入到我们的心。
The gospel is God the incarnated become.The man and came to the earth.
每一个蒙救赎的人都能够知道并且经历神福音的能力。
And all of us, when we receive this grace, we can experience it, this gospel.
那这是在整个罗马书我们可以去看的，就是福音。
So from the entire book of Romans, we can see this is the gospel.
另一面，我们的弟兄跟我们交通到。在开头的时候把罗马书的另外一个关键字给我们提出来。
Another point we see there is a key word.
福音是一个关键字，义在罗马书是另外一个关键字。
Besides the gospel is a key word, another side which is the righteousness.
今天人对神的爱非常有感觉。
Today weHave a feeling about the God's love.
但是圣经从来都是给我们看见公义在先。
But from the Bible, let us know the righteousness is come first.
所以神是先降下律法，然后赐下恩典来成就律法。
So we see God send the law first, and then later on the grace followed.
所以我们要来认识神，我们要来认识神的义。
So we need to know God, and also we need to know His righteousness.
什么叫做义？
And what is righteousness?
圣经告弟兄告诉我们，真实在圣经的启示里面告诉我们，只有神才是义。
From the Bible revelation, we know only God is righteousness.
而人在堕落以后，人都在罪的里面，人都在不义的里面。
After the fall of the man, we all in the unrighteousness realm.
罪好像一条鸿沟，把公义的神和有罪的人分开。
Sin just like there is a big gap to separate for those that are righteous and unrighteous.
人可以去到教堂，人可以去到庙里，但是人没有办法来到神的面前。
We can go to a church, we can go to the temple, but we cannot come before the God.
人可以立志行善。但是人永远在罪恶的捆绑里面。
We can set our mind, we want to do good, but end up we are always in the sins.
可是感谢神，不但这位神他自己为义，而且神把一条称义拯救的路给人，叫信他的人可以称义。
Lord, God, He is righteous, and also He showed this way, and for those who believe in Him will be called righteous.
所以当我们说到义的时候，罗马书有一句话告诉我们说，义人必因信得胜。
So from this the word from a book of Romans here talk about the righteous will live by faith.
这是罗马书的另一条线索，就是神的义在福音上显明出来。
So here's another trace we can see God's righteous can be revealed.Through the gospel.
那这两点可以说是前面十七节，第一节到十七节，我们有两个给我们有一个序言。
So here is kind of introduction in the first seven verses.
然后高弟兄跟我们交通到从第一章开始一直到第三章。
And later on, Brother Kale share about.Romans chapter 1 from verse 17 all the way through the end of chapter 2.
那这里如果直接的说是说到人犯罪的情形。
And here talking about the man has sinned.
但是弟兄跟我们点出来的乃是七方面神他的本性他的圣洁。
And the brother pointed out here is the nature of God and the divine nature of the God.
在这七方面，当我们看见神的时候，你看见人的本相。
From this seven aspect, we see the man's nature too.
许多时候没有光，我们不知道什么是污秽。
If we don't see the light, we don't know how dirty or how filthy we are.
前天有一位弟兄在礼拜五就交通到，他说。他女儿看见有一道光照到房间里面，就看见有许多灰尘在光的里面。
One brother shared on Friday night and said his daughter see the light shine through the room and see a lot of dust in the light.
那小朋友就问 Daddy 说，哎，为什么只有这里，只有有光的地方是脏的？
And the kids asked Dad, say why only dust showed in the light?
我们知道不是。只有有光的地方是脏的，乃是光把那个脏显明出来。
We know the dust not only show in that beam of light, but it's everywhere. Just the light reveal the dust.
人如果要认识自己是罪人，你不能去跟另外一个罪人比较。
If we want to know we are the sinner, we cannot just do comparison to other sinners.
啊，今天如果我们打开 Internet CNN， 我们看，哇。学校里面有人杀人了。
If you see the news from CNN internet, you see there's a murder in school.
啊，我们觉得杀人是犯罪。
We know the murder. Yes, this is a criminal.
我们觉得这个人是在犯罪。
We know this person is doing something related to sin.
但是我没有杀人，我没有犯罪。
I did not kill anyone, so I'm not a criminal. I'm not sin.
可是你知道吗？这一个开枪的学生，他是学校里面 criminal justice group 的这个 vice president.
And do you know this student is a vice president in the club of
criminal justice?
Criminal justice
就是刑法组，他们学校有一个刑法俱乐部的，他是副会长。他是一个研究正义的人。
He is the one studying this justification or the just.
这就是神的话告诉我们，你可以研究正义。
You can study the just.
周围的人都可以说你是一个很好的学生，你是一个很好的人。
All the people around you say you are a good man, you are a good student.
可是当时候到的时候，
But when the time comes,
你会发现人真正心里面存的是什么，会显露出来。
The heart inside of a man's heart will be revealed.
所以我们回到罗马书第三章，这里告诉我们，保罗就有一句总结，他说世人都犯了罪。
So here Paul has a summary in chapter 3 verse 23. It says the men, we all have sinned.
第一章是说到外邦人，罗马人。
Chapter 1 mentioned about there's a Gentile or people in Rome.
罗马人是在罪的底下。
And they are under the sin.
第二章是说到犹太人，犹太人也在罪的底下。
Chapter 2 mentioned about the Jewish people, they are under the sin too.
在这里第三章第二十三节这里所说世人都犯了罪，这个犯罪。
So here in chapter 3:20, verse 23, first half say, for all have sinned.
这是一个动词。
This is the verb.
是一个犯罪的行为。
This is the act of sin.
但是在前面第九节。
But in verse 9,
这里说犹太人、希利尼人都在罪恶之下，都在罪的底下。这个罪是名词。
And here talking about sin is the noun, talking about the people, the Jews or Gentiles.
圣经说世人都犯了罪。
And Bible says all have sinned.
犯罪不但是一个行为，看得见的，显得出来的。
This is not only an act we can see from our world.
犯罪而且是一个名词。
This is also the noun too.
当我们在没有犯罪的时候，
Before we have sinned,
我们已经在罪的底下。
We are under the sin.
这个罪字，
The word of sin.
希腊文叫做 hamartia.
In Greek it's called hamartia.
这个 hamartia 就是当你射箭的时候，你 miss the target， 你没有射中那个目的。
Just like you shoot an arrow, you miss the target.
什么叫做罪呢？
What is sin?
杀人是罪。
Yes, murder is sin.
奸淫是罪。
Adultery is sin.
撒谎是罪。
Lie is sin.
但是罪比这个更多。
But sin is more than that.
罪就是你没有达到神的那一个标准。
Sin means you did not get to the standard of God.
罪就是在神所创造的人身上没有活出神创造人的旨意。
That's in the, we all created by God, but we did not do according to His will.
所以保罗说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，这叫做犯罪。
Paul say, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
那当我们没有信主的时候，我们是罪人，在罪恶的底下。
Before we believe God, yes, we are under the sin.
因为我们不寻求神。
Because we are not searched for God.
神造了我们，神今天养活我们，但是我们不寻求神。
God created us and He feed us, but we are not seek after Him.
我记得我在大学里面，当我的室友他在读圣经的时候，我在那里说讥笑他的话。
I remember when I was in dormitory in college, and my roommate he was reading the Bible, I was mocking him.
我的亲人，我的亲戚向我传福音。我讽刺他，我说阿婆，我说等我到了你那个年纪，我才需要信仰。
It's a relative. She preached the gospel to me, and I also kind of looked down upon her and said, when I become your age, probably I will take this faith.
保罗说，没有明白的，没有寻求神的。
And Paul said, there is no one seeking after God.
当我看我的儿子 Boaz。
I look at my son Boaz.
他从来没有上过一个课叫做撒谎。
And he did not take a course called a lying.
有一天，他从楼上下来。
One day he came down from upstairs.
淑萍问说, 你刷过牙了没有?
And my wife, Su-Ping, asked him, have you brushed your teeth?
他说牙.
He said, yes.
淑萍说, 你给我秀一秀.
And said, my wife said, why don't you show me?
他没有刷.
No, he did not do it.
谁教他的?
Who taught him that?
他去哪里学习的?
Where did he learn this?
行善需要学习, 行恶不需要学习.
To do good, we need to learn, but to do bad, it's very naturally.
讲真话需要学习, 撒谎不需要学习.
To tell the truth, we need to learn, but to tell a lie, we don't have to learn.
爱人需要学习, 恨人不需要学习.
To love other people, we need to learn, but to hate people, we don't have to learn.
外邦人在罪恶的底下.
Gentile is under sin.
当我信主以后,
after that, I become a believer.
我记得有一段时间, 啊, 我心里很火热, 早上起来, 很早起来灵修。
I remember a fair time I was so fervent for the Lord, I get up early to have a morning devotion.
成根以后, 一转眼面对淑萍的时候, 突然我的脾气就发起来了。
And after that, I turned around to my wife, and then my temper came up.
以前我以为信主了以后, 我的罪就没有了。
And in the past, I feel like I became a believer, probably all my sins is gone.
外邦人在罪恶的底下, 犹太人不应当在罪恶的底下。
Gentiles under sin, but Jews shouldn't be under the sin.
不信主的也许我们明白在罪恶的底下, 但是信主的不应当在罪恻的底下。
And believer probably under sin, but believer they shouldn't be under the sin.
我们说没有光的时候, 我们是在黑暗里面, 有光的时候, 我们就没有黑暗了。
We say, well, when we are in the dark, yes, we don't have light. But when we are in the light, we shouldn't be in the dark.
这是保罗第二章说到犹太人, 他说你应当是黑暗中人的光。
And chapter 2, Paul mentioned about the Jewish, they should be the light for the Gentiles.
弟兄姊妹, 当你信主了以后, 你觉得你是不是还在罪恶的底下?
Brothers and sisters, after you become a believer, do you think you're still under the sin?
我说的是你的感受, 你感觉是不是像保罗所说的, 犹太人, 希利尼人, 有神的, 没有神的, 都在罪恶的底下。
I'm talking about your feeling is just related to this, either the Jews or Greek, they're all under the sin.
这是保罗所说的, 世人都犯了罪, 亏缺了神的荣耀。
Just like the Paul said here, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
但是感谢神, 如今,
but thanks the Lord today.
第24节说, 如今却蒙神的恩典。
And 20, verse 24 say, we are justified freely by His grace.
如果你我可以不犯罪的话, 我们不需要神的恩典。
If you and me, we are not saying, probably we don't have to receive this grace.
但是耶稣基督来钉十字架,
but Jesus, He came to kneel on the cross.
一面他是拯救我们,
on one side, He saved us.
但是在拯救我们以前, 十字架要定罪我们所有的人。
But before He saved us, the cross will justify all our sins.
如果我们不在罪恶的底下, 如果我们可以 称义的话, 凭着我们自己, 耶稣基督不需要钉在十字架上。
If we are under the wicked and we are not sin, and Lord Jesus, He doesn't need to die on the cross.
所以刚才诗歌唱到, 当我们看见十字架上主的时候, 我们要知道是你我的罪把它钉在十字架上。
And when we sing the song during the inspiration, we say because of a sin, we nail Him on the cross.
神没有意思要定罪我们。
God did not want to condemn us.
但是在神的公义里面, 神的公义要定罪我们。
But in His righteousness, He will condemn us.
你看我们自己所行的, 我们要被责备, 我们要被定罪。
We look at what we have done. Yes, we'll condemn ourselves.
双重的, 你再看钉十字架的主, 我们要接受另一重的定罪。
And this is the double layer when we see He has died on the cross And here is something will be justified.
如果今天我们拒绝神的恩典，我说我凭着自己我可以做好。
And if you say we want to reject this grace and we want to do according to our will, we can do good.
你我要受两倍的定罪。
And we'll receive this condemned in double.
一倍是因着我们自己的罪。
And on one side because of our sin.
一倍是因着耶稣基督的义。
On the other side because of his righteousness.
不信的人已经定罪，因为他们不信神独生子的名。
Unbeliever, they already sinned and they're already condemned because they did not believe the only Son of Jesus, of God.
这里说到蒙神的恩典。
They here say we receive the grace.
那神怎样给我们恩典呢？这是我们今天要看的。
How did he receive? How can we receive this grace from him?
这里说到第一，因基督耶稣的救赎。
And here it said because his redemption.
第一，我们要看的是救赎。
And we need to look at this redemption first.
就白白的称义。第二，我们要看的是称义。
And we are justified freely.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭。第三，我们要看的是挽回祭。
And another thing we need to look at is God set Jesus as atonement.
那这一二三是怎样成就的呢？
How can he accomplish all this step 1, 2, 3?
他的泉源在什么地方？
Where is the source of this?
这是下面的三句话，乃是凭着耶稣的血。
And here talking about through in his blood.
所以我们知道神能够给我们救赎，神能够使我们称义，神能够给我们挽回祭，乃是因着耶稣的血。
Yes, he can justify us, he can redeem us, he can atone us. This is all because his precious blood.
有了泉源，光有泉源。
And only have a source.
泉源是在，但是这个泉源没有办法进到你的口中。
And yes, there is a source, but cannot get into your heart.
当你打开自来水龙头的时候。
When you turn on the faucet.
一面告诉你有一个水源。
And one side tells there is a source of water.
如果水源关掉的话。
And you shut off this faucet.
你有水龙头，你就是把水龙头打开，什么都没有。
And if there is no source, water source, you turn on the faucet, there is nothing come out.
但是如果 有水源。
If there is a source of water.
水源是水源，你是你。
And source of water and you, you are separate.
当中没有那一个管道。
And there is no pipe in between.
没有那一个器皿。
And there is no equipment.
水源没有办法进到你的里面。
Water cannot come to you.
这是借着人的信。
So through the faith of man.
我们不要搞错了，不要把水龙头当成是水源。
And don't think the faucet is the source.
信不是那个原因，真正的泉源。
Faith is not the source.
所以当我们说因信称义的时候，我们要谨慎。
So when we say we justify as a righteousness, we need to be cautious.
许多时候我们说信，但是我们的信是好像没有源头的一个信。
Many times we say faith, but we don't have the source.
信心之所以有效，
the faith will become reality.
因为神是可信的神。
Because he is worthy of our belief.
神是信实的神。
Because he is a faithful God.
因为他是信实。
Because he is faithful.
他满了信实。
He is full of faithfulness.
所以我们可以借着他给我们的信心来支取他的恩典。
So through the faith he has given us, we can receive all this grace.
所以真正的称义应该说是因着耶稣的血经过人的信。
So justification, we need to say it through his blood and through our faith, we can receive it.
神凭着耶稣的血借着人的信要拯救人。
So through his blood and through our faith,
我刚刚这句话有没有读错？
Did I read something wrong?
我再说一遍，神借着耶稣的血 借着人的信要拯救人。我有没有把圣经读错？
Through the blood of Jesus Christ and through the faith of man, he's going to save all of us. Is this correct statement?
说我读对的人能不能举下手？
Can you raise your hand if this is right? Raise your hand.
我们一起来读好不好？
Can we read together?
第三章第二十五节的上半节。
Let's read first half of verse 25 in chapter 3.
一起来。神设立耶稣做王为祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。我们说到源头，我们说到管道，我们要说到目的。
We talk about the source, we talk about the pipe, we also talk about the destination.
是，人得救是目的的其中一部分。
Yes, man's saved.That's the one of the purpose of God.
所以很多时候我们就会有这样的疑问，我们说如果一个人到他临终之前他才信主，他得不得救？
And maybe we have a question like if the person he received the Lord right before he died, does he really say?
我想 no doubt about it, 没有问题，十字架上的强盗，一个强盗就是如此。
No doubt about it. There's the robber on the cross beside Jesus. He got saved too.
那我们说，如果一个人信了主以后，后来他又去犯罪，他得不得救？
How about the believer and then he turned around, he sinned again? Did he save?
我们又说 ，No doubt about it. 没有疑问，因为保罗说，在罪人中我是个罪魁。这不是他刚信的时候说的，是他在年老的时候说的。
And just like Paul said.I'm the chief of the sinners. And he didn't say this before he became a Christian. It's when he got old, he said this.
那我们就说了，如果神借着耶稣的血，因着人的信，要光光是要拯救人的话，那神就不公义。
If here is talking about God, his redemption is through the blood of Jesus and through the man's faith and this statement.
但是神的话清楚地告诉我们要显明神的义。
Here is God, he is showing his justice.
义是神的目的。
Justice is his destination.
今天我们从不义的因着信我们称义了，这可以显出神的义来。
Yes, from a righteous, unrighteousness status, and we became justified.
但是不停在那里。保罗告诉我们，在罗马书第六章告诉我们，我们还要称义。我们走的是一条成圣的路。
And in chapter 6, later on, we'll see this is the sanctification, the process of sanctification.
如果我们只是像那个强盗一样，在临终之前信了主，我们说显明神的义。
And if we just like that thief on the cross and try to reveal the righteousness of God.
但是可以说没有完全显明神的义。
It's not totally reveal the righteousness of God.
所以今天神没有让你我一信主都被提到天上去。
So today we will not rapture right after we believe.
在我们这一个称义的人身上，神要带着我们还是借着信而走在一条义的道路上面，显明神的义。这是保罗所说的。
So Paul here say after we justify, we still need to walk on through faith, need to walk on this the path of righteousness.
借着人的信要显明神的义。
Through faith and we're going to show his justice.
好，我想这几句我们大概提了一下哈，那我们就回头来看我们所说到这三点。
So, we need to go back to the original three points.
第一点是说到救赎。
The first one talking about there is a redemption.
救赎是基督徒的常用字。
And we use this word quite often.
保罗说到救赎的时候，他是给我们第一幅的图画。这三个字都是三幅图画。
And these three words are three pictures.
在罗马，我们知道古罗马是有奴隶制的。
And you know in the Roman Empire they have slave system.
那当你跑到市场啊，罗马的市场。
When you go to the city market.
那是人集中的地方。
And those are the people gathered.
那在市场中有一样的买卖，很明显的在罗马就是奴隶的买卖。
and there is a buy and sell and trade, and apparently there is a the slave doing that.
罗马可以说用铁蹄征服了当时的天下。
Roman Empire conquered all the nations.
所到之处，他们得胜的国家，他们把俘虏带回来。
So when they conquer the country, they bring back all the captives.
就成为罗马帝国的奴隶，特别在罗马城。
And they became the slaves, especially in the city of Rome.
你知道，条条大路通罗马。
Do you know all the way go to the Rome?
谁盖的路？
Who built this highway?
罗马不是一天造成的。
And the city of Rome is not built in one day.
谁盖的罗马？
Who built the city of Rome?
罗马是建筑在奴隶的劳苦之上。
They built upon all the slave systems.
在公元前一世纪，罗马有150万的人口，奴隶占了90万。
And for first century, and about they have one million people.
1.5.
1.5 million. About 90.
Almost a million.
Almost a million is all, they're all slaves.
在一个大户人家，当时的家里面。
In a big household.
大概可以有400到500个奴隶。
They can have almost 400 to 500 slaves.
所以当你去到奴隶市场的时候。那些被要被卖的奴隶胸口就挂了一个牌子。
So when you go to the city, you see the slave they are going to be sold.
写了他的出生地、出生年月，还有他的技能。
Where it was born and when it was born and their skill.
那有时候会有他们的名字，但是不是他出生的名字，是。卖的人给他起的名字。
And sometimes they have their name, but this name part is given by their master.
所以当挑奴隶的人他到市场上的时候，他就看见这个奴隶，他就会去捏捏看看他肌肉结实不结实。
So if you want to buy a slave, probably you will go forward and to touch his muscle and see if he's strong enough.
然后他会去把他嘴巴打开，看看他的牙齿是不是好的。
And open his mouth and see his teeth is still good.
那我不太懂为什么要去看牙齿，也许有的弟兄姊妹知道。
I don't know why they need to check the teeth, probably you know.
那卖的人就会讲说，哎呀，他这个奴隶是价廉物美啊。
And sometimes we feel like, oh, this is a good buy.
但是那一个买的人就会说，哎，这里不好，那里不好，你能不能便宜一点？
And the buyer will just nitpicking, say, here's not good, there's not good, can you reduce the price?
那我们知道，奴隶在这个罗马的奴隶里面，一个他是没有失去自由的。
And you know, slave is the one who lost their freedom.
你一旦因为买一个奴隶的钱不便宜。
And you know, when you purchase a slave, it's not inexpensive at all.
所以当时去打仗为什么能够吸引人？因为你去打仗，你带了掳物会，带着战利品回来，带着奴隶回来，你就发财。
So that's one of attractive points is when you have a war and you won the war and you can bring all the captives as a slave.
所以虽然奴隶他可以啊，有一个得到自由的办法，就是如果他能够攒下足够的钱，可以付当时买他的那个价钱的话，他可以把自己从一个奴隶变成一个普通的公民。
How can one slave become free man and he can save enough money and to buy his status back as a free man?
但是在奴隶来讲，这是不可能的，因为他不可能攒到那么多的钱。
And for a slave.A point, this is impossible because they cannot earn that much money to buy him back.
然后在奴隶的身上他是没有人权的。今天我们讲人权，在奴隶身上是没有人权的。
We talk about people's right or something, and slaves, they don't have any right in them.
我们知道罗马最出名的就是罗马的法律。
And we know the law is the most famous in the
罗马的法律有分三类啊，关于人的，关于财产的，还有关于法律程序的。
And there are three kinds of laws in Roman empires. One is one is for possession, one is for men, persons, and the other one is because
procedure.
The procedure.
那奴隶，它归类关于奴隶的法律，它不归在对人的法律里面，它归在。财产的法律里面。
And for the slave, their law is not belong to a person, but belong to the possession.
奴隶是没有保障的。
They don't have any protection.
主人对待这个奴隶就像他对待牲口一样。
And they treat them just like they treat the livestock.
主人可以随便随意处置。
They can do whatever they like to them.
甚至可以处死他的奴隶。
Even they can kill them.
所以有一个看门的奴隶，他这样的描写。
So there's a slave, he was a doorkeeper, and he described this.
他说我像狗一样带着锁链。
I'm just like a dog with chain.
我像驴子一样常常挨打。I'm
like a donkey and got bitten all the time.
我身上伤痕累累，好像豹子的皮一样。I
have all the wounds in my body just like the skin of leopard.
这一个买赎，救赎。
Here talking about the redemption.
在希腊文,
in Greek,
有两个字,
there are two words related to this.
一个字叫做 agorazo.
First one is agorazo.
这个 agorazo 就是把市场，罗马的市场那个市场这个字， 把它变成你到市场上去，就是你去买。
And this is from the word of market. If you go to market to do the trade.
所以什么叫做救赎呢?
So what is a redemption?
救赎就是你我今天都是市场上的奴隶。
Today, you and me, we all like slaves in the market.
你我都在罪的市场上面。
We are all in the sin market.
我们失去了自由。
We lost the freedom.
你就算想不犯罪, 你也不得不犯罪。
And you feel like you don't want to do sin, but you still do it.
你不像人, 你我不像人,
we don't live like a man, human being.
你我好像牲口一样,
we live just like the livestock.
你我的人生没有保障,
and we don't have any protection of our life.
所以我们在罪的捆绑底下, 我们没有喜乐, 我们没有平安, 我们也没有满足。
Under the bondage of sin, we don't have peace, we don't have joy, we are not satisfied.
什么叫做救赎呢? 救赎机就是今天你出不起买你的价，你出不起自由的价钱。
And today, this word redemption means you cannot pay for it.
神借着耶稣的血替你付了那一个价钱。
Through blood of Jesus Christ, God paid for you.
你我今天不需要再站在罪的市场上面。
We don't have to be in this sin market.
你我不需要再是罪的奴仆。
We don't have to be the slave of sin.
耶稣说我为你付了代价。
Jesus said, I already paid the price for you.
我到市场上去把你买下来。
I go to the market to purchase you.
所以启示录5章9节那里的歌这样说。
So in Revelation 5:9, it mentioned about that.
你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀。
And here say, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open this scroll.
用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。
Because you were slain, and with your blood, you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation.
保罗在哥林多前书第6章20节说， 因为你们是重价买来的。
Paul even mentioned in 1 Corinthians 6:20, say you were bought at a price.
所以要在你们的身体上荣耀神。
Therefore honor God with your body.
另外一个字， 买赎的意思， 是根据一个字叫做 luo， 就是释放。
Another meaning of redemption is called luo.
原来你是在一个捆绑中的。
And beforehand you were in a bondage.
你身不由己。
And you cannot do according to your will.
但是耶稣把你从那一个捆绑中释放出来。
But God set free from this bondage.
昨天晚上我的车， 我们吃饭回来去加油， 就停在加油站。
Last night we went out to eat and my car got stole at a gas station.
当我把车子关掉，把油加好，回到车里的时候，
I turned up engine and filled up the gas and returned to car.
我再打那个 engine，
打不起来了。
I tried to turn on ignition, but a car cannot start.
我听到许许多多哒哒哒哒哒哒的声音。
I heard a lot of ignition just clicking.
但是 engine 没有办法 turn on, 没有办法起来。
And the engine, I cannot turn on the engine at all.
下的雨又冷。
And it was rain, it's cold.
车里我们有两个大人，三个小孩。
We had two adults and three kids.
这个时候我需要什么？我需要释放。
And this time, what do I need?
我需要脱离。
And it's set free.
所以我就打电话给曾勇。
So I called my friend 曾勇 brother 曾勇。
当曾勇看见曾勇的车来的时候
，When I saw his car approaching,
我可以说 Luo 来了。
And I say, here's Luo.
救赎来了。
It is my salvation, my redemption.
他甚至要掏出他的 AAA 帮我叫拖车。
And he tried to call a AAA agent or to call a tow truck.
哎呀，我心想我信息还没有预备好。
I said, well, I haven't finished my message for today.
所以我说等明天，明天雨停了比较好办。
I said, well, after the today probably rain stopped, probably I can do a lot easier.
结果没想到今天下雪。
And I didn't estimate or didn't see it. Today we're going to have a snow.
我只能说神的道路高过人的道路。
I only know his way is higher than my way.
如果我们要在圣经中找一样东西来说出救赎。
If from the Bible we want to say about this redemption.
你知道圣经中每一次说到买卖、买赎的时候，乃是用银子来代表。
In the Bible, they are talking about the buying, they always use silver.
我没有时间去看圣经，但是你我记得，当耶稣被卖的时候，犹大把耶稣卖了30块银币。
And you know, when Jesus was sold with 30 silver coins.
银是说出救赎。
Here is talking about silver is the redemption.
是银子把我们从罪恶的里面买赎回来。
The silver purchases from the sin.
我想你要认识一个人，如果可能的话，你去看一看他的支票簿。
If you want to know a person, just look at his checkbook.
你去看一看他是怎么样花钱的。
How this person spend his money.
但是如果你要认识我们神的话，你打开神的支票簿。
Open up his checkbook.
神的支票簿里面只有一张支票。
God's checkbook only have one check.
From God.
From God.
从神 to all the sinners.
From God to all the sinners.
Amount.
And there's amount. 数额
My son's precious blood.
And say 数额儿子的血。
底下有一款。
And there's a down the bottom.
有一个小小的说明。
And there's a memo underneath.
神爱世人。
God loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
Given us his begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
All who believe in him will have eternal life instead of perish.
他为我们付上了买赎的银子。
He already paid the silver for us.
这是救赎。
This is a redemption.
第二点我们要说到称义。
And second point, we are going to talk about justification.
这是可以说当时的另外一幅图画。
And this is another picture during that time.
所以保罗是写给罗马人，他也用了罗马人所熟悉的字，但是这个字恰恰用来说到救恩。
Paul wrote letter to the people in Rome, and he specifically he used this word.
我们刚刚说过，你如果要看罗马古罗马的特点，跟它所带给人类的影响。
If you want to see the Roman Empire, how can they bring the impact to the human beings?
毫无疑问是罗马的法律。
And one of them is law.
所以保罗就说到，在罗马你上法庭的时候。
So Paul said when you go to the court.
你在一个审判的人面前。
Before the judges.
有一个是控告的。
And one accuser.
那他就 定出罪状来。
And he will mention all the things he accused.
来指述那一个被控告的人。
And to point out all the guilty points of that person.
那两个人就来到审判官的面前。
So both of them came before the judge.
也许是审判团的面前。
Or maybe it's a jury.
那当审判团看了证据以后，最后他们做出一个判决。
The jury look at all the evidence and then they make the decision.
那我们知道这个判决是法庭的判决，它不一定是事实的判决。
And this decision just from the court only, it may not be the righteous one.
法庭最后有一个定案，说要么是有罪定罪。
If the court can say this case, yes, there's a guilty.
有罪就受罚。
And will be punished.
要么就是无罪释放。
Or the other one is not guilty and will be set free.
那这是罗马书里的两个字，定罪和称义。
And here are two words in the book of Rome. One is a condemnation, the other one is righteousness.
什么叫定罪呢？就是查出你有罪来，你受罪所当得的报应。
Condemnation, it means if they find out you're guilty and you need to pay the same price what you have done.
称义就是查出你无罪来，无罪释放。
Justification is mean they find out nothing wrong from you and you will set free.
那说到借着基督的血，有实在来说有两面。
And when we talk about through the blood of Jesus, there are two aspects.
他使我们称义，第一面，他把赦免，借着血把赦免带给我们。
Through justification, he gave us a forgiveness.
赦免就是原来你是有的，但是他把你涂掉了，他把你洗掉了。
And this means originally you have it, but it's been washed away.
我想今天对于法治观念，我举一个例子哈，我们比较能够感受得到的。你如果今天开车超速了
，Let me give an example. If you are speeding while you're driving，
两个月前同工会结束，我回去赶了一点，经过一个转弯口，后面警车就转过来，警灯就亮了。
Two months ago, after the coworker meeting, on the way back, probably I was rushed home. And
他一亮的时候，他不需要跟我争，我知道我超速了。
And the police called me at the intersection, so he didn't need to tell me anything because I was speeding.
他来到我面前。
He came to the front.
我吃过，我想超过五张的超速单，从我开车到现在。
I have 5 tickets ever since I
was. 每一次我都尝试跟他解释，但是从来没有发生过效用。
Every time I try to explain the reason why I'm speeding, but none have any impact or effect.
所以那天我知道一定完了。
And that day I say, well, it's happened again.
可是他说 ，Watch your speed.
And he just say, watch your speed.
他说你要注意你的速度，然后他说，你把你的驾照给我。
And also give me your driver license.
可是后来回来的时候，他说我不给你 ticket， 我不给你罚单，但是你要注意你的速度。
And he came back from his car and said, I'm not going to give you a ticket, but you need to watch your speed.
从他来说，他赦免了我的这个错。
From his standpoint, He forgive my violation.
但是你知道，神赦免我们的赦免不是这一个赦免。
But forgiveness from God is not this kind of a forgiveness.
因为圣经告诉我们，神乃是公义、公平，是神宝座的根基。
The Bible says the righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne.
如果明明有罪的，他赦免你的罪。
If there is sins and he forgive you,
这叫做不公义。
And this is called unrighteousness.
这叫做以有罪的为无罪。
And this is called there is sin, but you didn't call that a sin.
所以这不是保罗所说的就白白的称义。
And this is not like Paul say we are called righteousness freely.
以弗所书一章七节告诉我们，
Ephesians 1:7 let us know，
我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins.
神是怎么样赦免我们？
How did God forgive us?
神是因着耶稣的血赦免我们。
Through the blood of Jesus Christ, he forgives us.
换句话说，审判是一定要有的。
In other words, there is a justification.
但是因为神在耶稣的身上施行了审判。
But because he already took that place for us.
我们的弟兄上个礼拜告诉我们，神怎样在十字架上那六个钟头，耶稣怎样在人面前，在神面前完成了神给他的旨意。
Last week, our brother mentioned about how did Jesus on the cross in that 6 hours, and how did he fulfill the righteousness before God and man.
当神把罪归在耶稣的身上的时候，可以说神已经施行了他公义的审判。
You know, all the man's sins on Jesus, and we can see that God already done all the justification on Jesus.
血的代价付上了。
The price of blood already paid.
所以今天如果我们接受这一个做我们的代价，
and today we receive this as our price.
在爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
And in the begotten Son, his blood and our sin will be forgiven.
积极的方面。
And another positive point.
称义不单是叫我们得着消极的赦免，就是你原来有的，但是现在因着耶稣替了你，你可以成为没有。
Justification in a passive way.Is our sins all been forgiven?
在积极的方面，保罗在哥林多前书第一章三十节说：“你们得在基督耶稣里，是本乎神。”
In a positive way about justification, just like Paul mentioned in the 1 Corinthians 1:30, it is because of Him you are in Christ Jesus.
神使他成为我们的义。
God make Him become our righteousness.
这是圣经的话，神使耶稣成为我们的义。
This is the word of God. God let him become our righteousness.
这是称义。如果我们今天接受了耶稣，不但我们过去的罪得到赦免。
Today we receive Jesus Christ, not only our sin got forgiven.
如果光光赦免，我们只能说我们无罪，我们不能说我们有义。
And we can only say up to this point just forgiveness.
所以称义积极的一面是耶稣基督 好像一件义袍一样曾穿在我们的身上。
In a positive way, Jesus, his righteousness, just like a robe to put on us.
所以保罗在加拉太第三章说，你们受尽归入基督的就是披戴基督了。
Just like in Galatians 3:24 mentioned that, for you who were baptized into Christ, to clothe yourself with Christ.
基督成为我们的义。
And Christ become our Justification.
对不起，我没有时间给大家念John Bunyan, 就是约翰本人的故事。
Probably I don't have time to cover this John Bunyan story.
我只简单的跟大家提，在他心里面，他就是写《天路历程》的作者，在他心里面有一个挣扎。
He write down his book, and in his heart there's a struggle.
他觉得他还是常常的犯罪。
He feel like he still sins.
他虽然信了主，但是他信得不清楚，他还是常常自己在那里挣扎。
After he become a believer, he still sins, and in his heart, he has a lot of struggle.
有一天，他听见有一个声音对他说
，One day he heard a voice.
他说：“你的义在天上。
”Your righteousness is in heaven.
你的义在天上。
Your righteousness in heaven.
这句话给他极大的释放。
And this word gave him a great relief.
后来罗马书三章二十四节就进到他的心里面。
And in Rome, Romans chapter 5, there's a word came to him.
因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义。
Because of his redemption, he is called righteousness for you.
Oh, 他说, 那是一个何等大的转变。
He said, oh, this is a great change.
当他看见这一点的时候, 他说, 他的心思里面就被照亮了。
He said, when he saw this, he's all inside of his mind, enlightened.
他明白神怎样, 能够随时的称义人。
And he understands how God can call people righteousness.
所以如果我们要用另外一个表征, 圣经里的表征, 来看称义的话,
So when we want to see from the other standpoint about this justification,
圣经乃是说到铜,
and Bible mentioned about a bronze.
每次说到铜, 都是说到神的审判。
And every time talk about bronze, they talk about here's the judgment.
献祭的羔羊带到铜祭坛那里被杀。
And here's a sacrifice lamb burned to the bronze and for sacrifice.
而那一条铜蛇被举起来。
And we see the bronze snake lifted up.
都说出神的审判。
And here talking about the judgment of God.
但是因着耶稣基督的救赎。 因着耶稣的血，我们可以白白的称义。
Because of his justification, and we will call righteousness freely.
那第三点就说到挽回祭。
The third point talking about atonement.
神不但把我们从罪的辖制里面买赎回来。
Not only he purchased us from the bondage of sin.
神不但把我们从审判中向着律法，我们能够不被定罪，而且可以称义。
In the law, we won't be condemned. We'll call the righteous one.
耶稣的血也带我们能够与神和好。His
blood just reconciled us between man and God.
这一幅图画是会幕和圣殿的图画。And
this is the picture of tabernacle and temple.
我想对不起，我没有时间交通，我们就停在这里。I
don't have time to go on. We have to stop right here.
那这里说到施恩座，乃是说到金子。神要一直带我们进到那一个尊贵、荣耀、永远的神的面前。And
there's the holy of the holy. There's the goal to simplify. God want to bring us into His glory.
所以每一次我们来到主的饼杯面前。So
every time we come before the Lord's table.
我想我们要有一个感觉，我们来到了。 金金的施恩座面前。We
need to know we come before there's a holy of holies.
神把一个最大的恩典赐给我们这些基督徒蒙恩的罪人。God
gave us a great grace to all the sinners.
让我们可以亲近他，让我们可以来连于他。So
today we can come before Him and to unite with Him.
但愿我们能够敬拜也爱这位爱我们的主。And
we can worship Him and to love Him.
愿颂赞荣耀归给坐宝座的和在宝座上的羔羊。
All the glory and praise to the one who sits on the throne.